And a soggy good evening from Des Moines, Iowa, as we get set for volleyball between the Dort College Defenders and the Grandview Vikings. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 5-5, number 23 in the most recent NAIA Top 25 Coaches poll released earlier today, while the Grandview Vikings are number 10 in the poll, boasting a 7-2 record. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from high atop the rubber floor here in the Rec Center here at the Grandview College campus. The Dort College Defenders making the trip down this afternoon. Steady rain, basically, from the Interstate 29 I-80 intersection. And that has taken an effect here in Des Moines this evening, as we have had some problems with a leaky roof. We've had to have some brief pauses during the junior varsity match to get some of the moisture wiped up off of the playing surface. Hopefully we are able to play this evening's match without any incident. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Let's begin with the Grandview Vikings. They're 7-2. Their losses are to Jamestown and the College of the Ozarks. Wins of note for the Vikings this year are over Northwestern and Indiana Wesleyan. Grandview averages 13.9 kills per set. They have a 2.11 kill efficiency. Vikings also average 1.7 points per set off of blocks. Their 18.6 digs per set is the most notable statistic on the Grandview side of the ledger. Aaron Roggenberg puts away 3.0 kills. Abby Graves and Taylor Wells are at 2.8 and 2.7 respectively. Kelly Johnson is averaging 2 kills, and two other players, Kelly Frisch and Claire Ludwig, both average over 2 kills per set in limited play. Chrissy Daggett assists on 10.1 kills and also averages 2.4 kills per contest. Courtney Bliss is the leader in digs with a 6.3 average. Madison Mikic gets to 3.3 digs. Kelly Nakandakari leads the team with 14 service aces. Dort College is 5-5 after a pair of 5-set losses over the weekend in Orange City against Mid-American Nazarene and Jamestown. The Defenders are 2-2, by the way, in matches that have gone 5 sets this season. The Defenders average 12.1 kills per set, the 226 efficiency. They get to 12.1 digs per contest. Dort records 2.2 points per set off of blocks, and they get 1.5 points per set on ace serves. Brooke Walterstorff tops the team with 3.0 kills per set average. Haley Moss has upped her kill average to 2.3 after the weekend, and Jenna Hortman is averaging 2.1. Elizabeth Keel and Heather Showers both put down 1.8 kills in the Dort 5-1 offense. Moss tops the team with a 340 kill efficiency, while Keel is the leader in blocks with 1 per contest. Kayla Bartman assists on 8.7 kills per outing while getting to 2.0 digs per contest. She has a team-high 14 ace serves. Megan Crossman is good for 2.9 digs. Brooke Walterstorff is averaging 2.1 digs per contest. Walterstorff and Crossman both have 11 ace serves in 41 sets played. Back with a look at the most recent action for these two teams right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Most recent outing for these two teams. For the Dort College Defenders, we told you about their matches over the weekend with Jamestown and with Mid-American Nazarene. The Defenders lost to Jamestown Saturday by set scores of 20-25, 25-23, 25-10, 24-26, and 12-15. Haley Moss had a match-high 15 kills. Brooke Walterstorff and Elizabeth Keel both had 12. Caleb Hartman assisted on 49 kills and had 13 digs. Megan Krausman had 15. Grandview beat Ashford on Saturday by scores of 25-22, 25-27, 25-20, 25-19, with Frisch putting down 15 kills. Roggenberg had 12 kills with a 400 kill efficiency. Daggett had 19 assists. Katie Roberts had 26 assists. Grandview featured a 6-2 offense in that match. We will see if that is something that we will see again this evening. Up until that match, it looked like they were playing a 5-1 match for most of the season. Dort leads this series 7-1 and won last year's match in Sioux Center by scores of 25-21, 20-25, 25-23, and 25-23. Jenna Horstman and Brooke Walterstorff each had 11 kills. Lindsay Flone had 10 in that win. Kayla Gasink recorded 42 assists. Grandview was led by Katie Subert with 18 kills. Taylor Wells had 17. Daggett got to 11 digs and had 39 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This is the final match before we open the Great Plains Athletic Conference season with the Dort College Defenders. They will be facing the Briarcliff Chargers this Saturday afternoon. 3:30 start time for the junior varsity and a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity. That is at the DeWitt Gymnasium. So both the conference home, the conference opener and the home opener this Saturday for the defenders. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with volleyball from Des Moines right after this. The closing notes of our national anthem, and we are just about set for volleyball. The Dort College defenders in their predominantly black jersey tops. They've got some white striping on the sleeves. White numerals trimmed out in gold for the Grandview Vikings. They are in their gray jersey tops with red numbers trimmed out in white. The libero for Dort College, Megan Krausman, wears a white jersey with black numbers and gold trim. For the Grandview Vikings, Courtney Bliss is decked out in a crimson jersey top with white numbers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon and Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located at First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Grandview on serve, receive, first play of the contest. Bartman throws it backside over to Moss. Moss cross court, and the right side attacker gets the kill, and the Dort College defenders are on the board first. 1-0. 1-0, our score. And it appears we will have some men manning the towels this evening, making sure that the couple of the wet spots on the floor from a leaky roof do not cause us to have to stop play. So in between serves, it looks like they are going out on every serve exchange and taking care of that water issue. Bree Weiniger with service, or pardon me, with the kill. And we're tied up at 1-1. 1-1, our score, set number one. Madison Mikic with service. Mikic wears number one. She is listed 5'7" tall. And she sends it up and over. Taken by Dort College and Madden. Gets it over to Bartman. Comes back over to Moss. Moss cross court. Kill from the middle. She went right to left with that kill. If you're standing behind her, she's got two kills. And the Dort College defenders lead 2-1. 2-1 our score, serving as Brooke Walterstorff for the defenders. Walterstorff, the sophomore from Sioux Center. And Walterstorff, jump serve controlled by Grandview. They'll attack out of the right side, into the block, saved by Moss. Couple of one-arm stab saves, controlled by Bartman, pushes it over. Here comes Grandview on the attack. Set goes outside, blocked at the net. Again, attacking will be Grandview. Grandview on the attack. This is Graves. Graves dug up by Bartman, kept it alive, now sent over by Horstman. Horstman keeps it inside the antenna. On the attack, Grandview down the line, and the kill for Grandview's Taylor Wells. Wells, a 6-foot right side hitter, comes through with the kill, ties it up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Serving for the Vikings will be Courtney Bliss. Bliss with service. She's the libero. And sends it over, taken by Horseman, overpass, and pushing it back and down is Taylor Wells. Wells with her second kill. Grandview has their first lead of the match at 3-2 here in set number one. Set number one, our just underway here in Des Moines. Serving again will be Courtney Bliss. Bliss, short serve, saved by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman, comes back over to Horseman. Horseman cross court, dug up by Bliss. Set goes outside, got cross court, dug by Waltersdorf, helped over by Moss, controlled by Grandview. They look back, set comes left side, back over to Graves. Graves cross court, dug by Horseman. Bartman back over to Showers. Showers unable to put it down out of the middle. Here comes Grandview, pushed over, free ball, Krausman. Back over to Bartman for Dor College, over to Moss. Moss cross court from the right side, unable to put it down. Grandview digs it up, now pushed over. Block right back at by Moss, backhanded over. Waltersdorf there for the dig, gets it back over to Bartman, sets outside Horseman. Horseman off high hands, kill. Jenna Horseman with the kill. She ties it up at 3-3. 3-3 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Krausman. Krausman, the junior from Grundy Center, Iowa. Converted to libero for this season. She was an outside hitter her first 2 years at Dort College. Grandview on the attack. Set goes out of the middle and unable to put it away is Kelly Johnson. She hits it long off of the back line over the top of the block. Untouched point Dort College. Defenders lead 4-3. Back-to-back points by the defenders. Jump serve on the way for Krausman. Krausman with a jump serve, and she serves it into the net. We're tied 4-4. So a service error by Krausman. And the defenders and Grandview are knotted up at 4-4. Serving for the Vikings will be Katie Roberts. Roberts with service. Roberts sends it over, taken by the defenders and Krausman. Pass close to the net. Bartman's able to get to it. Keel on the quick attack, unable to put it down. Block back at her. Now Keel will set to Moss, and Moss tips it into the net. Point Grandview. Grandview leads 5-4. 5-4. Serving for the Vikings will be Katie Roberts. Katie Roberts with service. And Roberts served to the back line, taken by Krausman. Bartman has to run for it, gets the set back over to Waltersdorf from behind the spike line. Grandview able to dig it up, set outside, through the block, controlled by Dort College. No, pushed back over Grandview attacking, tipped to the middle, stab saved by Bartman. Pushed over the net by Waltersdorf, put touched by Grandview, now helped over by Krausman. Free ball for the Vikings. Vikings attacking, this is the right side attack and a kill for Kelly Johnson. Johnson listed 6-2. That time she slid to the right for the kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 6-4. 3 points in a row by the Vikings. Dort College trailing by a deuce. And the serve to the back line taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Moss. Moss has to set it to Keel. Keel with the heel of her hand over the net. Controlled by Grandview. Set goes right side. And again, a kill for Kaylee Frisch. Frisch with her first kill. And Grandview leads it 7-4. 7-4 our score. Grandview in a 4-point run. Dort College needs a point or they might need to use a timeout. Serving for the Vikings will be Katie Roberts. Set number one of this best of five match. Taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Set right side Moss. Moss down the line. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point. Grandview. Oh, they are going to overrule the line judge on that call. They're going to say Point Dort College. They're going to give the kill to Moss. Haley Moss with her third kill. And the Dort College defenders lead trail 7-5. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. Nelson, the senior from Sioux Falls. And a break in the action as they wipe some of the moisture up off of the floor. It'll be a recurring theme when I checked about 15 minutes ago. Still raining pretty steady here in Des Moines. Siri Nelson, short serve controlled by Grandview, scrambling though. And that one goes into the temporary seating on the sideline. Out of bounds, Point Dort College, and an ace serve for Siri. Siri Nelson averaging 1.6 digs per set. Dort College trails 7-6. Serving is Nelson. Nelson sends it over. Nearly an ace, and it is an ace. Back-to-back aces by Nelson. And the defenders have knotted it up at 7-7. 7-7 our score. Siri Nelson this season with 8 aces entering the match. She's got 10 now. Keel pushes it back. Here comes Grandview attacking. Cross court dug by Walthersdorf up into the rafters. Krausman has to lunge after it. Keeps it in play. Down ball by Grandview attacking. Set outside Horseman. Horseman off high hands. Controlled by Grandview. Courtney Bliss with a bump set. Hits it long and out of bounds. There was no touch at the net point. York College. Defenders have now scored 4 points in a row. Nelson still with service. So Siri Nelson lines it up. Her team leading now 8-7. And her serve is long and out of bounds, and we're tied at 8-8 after the service error. Service error gives service back to the Grandview Vikings. So the Vikings have service, knotted up at 8-8. Jump serve taken by Krausman, awfully close to the net, helped over by Bartman. Bartman will redirect it, and she'll get credit for the kill. So Dort College able to get that ball tipped over by Bartman, redirected it just enough as the setter. She's in the front row right now with Walthersdorf and Keel, so she can attack. And the defenders will serve with Becky Madden. Here comes Grandview attacking. Set goes outside. Blocked at the net was Aaron Roggenberg. They'll attack again. This time it's Johnson, unable to put it down. Dug overhand by Nelson in the back row. Here's Walthersdorf, unable to put it away. Grandview reloading. Set goes to the middle. Johnson. Johnson unable to put it down. Dort College attacking. Walthersdorf pushes it over. Here comes Grandview. Set right side. Pushed over the net. And a kill for the Grandview Vikings. And Callie Frisch. Frisch with her second kill. We're tied at 9-9. 9-9 our score. Frisch with the kill. Serving for the Vikings will be Madison Mathias. Her short serve taken by Walthersdorf gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets right side over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her first kill. And the defender lead is 10-9. 10-9 the score. Dort College in front by a point. Back and forth they've gone here in the early going of set number one. Dort College will send Felicia Skop into the match. Summer Jansen still unable to play due to injury. Hopefully we see her back in action in the near future. Dort College attacking. Bartman sends it back over. Right, left side to Showers. Showers gets credit for the kill. Heather Showers with the kill. Makes it 11-9. Heather with her first kill by my count. Doesn't mean I've gotten them all, but I think that's number one for her. Set comes right side, and that's Frisch. Frisch with a kill. Her third kill. And the defenders lead 11-10. 11-10. Dort College with serve receive on the way. Chrissy Daggett will serve. Keel and Skop check out. Krausman is in. Showers and Walthersdorf are in the front row. Overpass by Nelson. No. Tipping to the sideline was Bartman. Bartman had to try and redirect it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Grandview ties it up on the attack error. An attack error by the defenders is how it will be scored. Courtney Bliss with service. Taken by the defender. Showers gets it outside. Through the double block, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking, goes right side. Dort College there to cover. It was Bartman. Comes back over to Showers. Showers over the block, saved by Grandview. Daggett on the attack, sets outside to Roggenberg. Roggenberg with the kill. So Roggenberg registers the kill. Her second tonight. And the Dort College defenders trail this one 12-11. This match has featured 7 ties. Set right side over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the kill. We're tied 12-12. 12-12 our score. Walthersdorf with her first kill this evening, sliding to the right, getting the kill. Bartman with service. That means we've got three attackers in the front row, two freshmen and a sophomore. That's Walterstorff, Moss, and Showers. Grandview attacking. Set comes right side, unable to put it away. Dug by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Set comes back over to Showers, blocked at the net. Bartman there to cover it. Set comes back right side, Moss. Moss kill. Haley Moss with her fourth kill. Dort College leads 13-12. 13-12. Serving is Bartman. So Kayla Bartman serving it up. And her serve down the line is taken by Grandview. Grandview attacking, set to Roggenberg, unable to put it down. Taken away. Madden is there for the dig, but here comes Grandview again. Krausman on the cover, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the quick attack out of the middle. Walterstorff with the kill. It's 14-12. 14-12. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Set number one of this best of five match. The volleys haven't been long, but the points have been in back-and-forth style. Set goes backside, controlled by Dort College. Madden gets it over Showers. Showers on the attack. Roggenberg attacks from the right side, off speed, covered by Bartman. Bump set by Walterstorff, gets it to Showers. Showers redirects it. It's blocked at the net, pushed over the net now by Grandview. Dort College reloads. Quick attack. Walterstorff tips to the sideline, unable to put it down. Wells there for the dig, controlled by Krausman. Krausman sets back over to Showers. Showers off speed kill. Dort College with a 15-12 lead, biggest lead of the match thus far for the defenders, and Grandview is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Serving for the defenders will be Kayla Bartman, controlled by Grandview. They have to scramble a bit for it. And an off-speed attack by Taylor Wells, her third kill of the evening. And Dort College leads 15-13. So Grandview responds to the four-point run by Dort College that gave them a three-point advantage by breaking the point out of breaking the run out of the timeout. Madison Mikich will now serve for Grandview. Grandview has service. Taken by Walterstorff, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back to Showers. Showers out of the middle, the kill. Heather Showers with her second kill. And that should actually be her third kill, I believe. She had a kill at point 11, 15, and now 16. Serving is Walterstorff. Dort College with a three-point lead. Grandview out of the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Bree Weiniger. Weiniger with her second kill. And the Grandview Vikings have service back. Courtney Bliss serving. Bliss with service. And her serve taken by Horstman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back to Horstman. Horstman from behind the spike line had to attack that one well off of the net. Grandview was there to dig it up. Dug by Krausman in the back row. Up and over, though. Here comes Grandview. Set goes to the middle. Johnson unable to put it down. Bartman. Bartman back over to Horstman. Horstman hits it wide out of bounds. Point Grandview. Grandview back to within a point. Trailing 16-15. Courtney Bliss has service. Bliss's serve taken by Horstman. Nearly an overpass. Bartman chasing after it into the official stand. Unable to keep it in play. Point Grandview, and Grandview has knotted it up at 16-all. We saw it on Friday night and Saturday in Orange City. Dort College struggling to get the serve reception, those rotations shored up. Set goes to the middle. Showers blocked at the net. Saved by Krausman on the cover. Controlled by Dort College. They push it over. Here comes Grandview. Grandview attacking, and a double called on Grandview. Point Dort College. Dort College leads 17-16 on the ball handling error. Serving for the defenders will be Krausman. Krausman with service. Jump serve on the way. And an ace serve for Krausman. Door College needed that. That's their third of set number one. They average about a cent and a half per contest. So Krausman with the ace. Controlled by Grandview. Grandview down by two. Dug by Krausman. Passed over to Bartman. Bartman back to Horstman. Horstman off high hands. Kill. So Horstman with another kill. Jenna Horstman with number two. And Grandview is forced to call another timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charts to the Vikings. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Jump serve by Krausman, taken by Grandview. Vikings attacking. Set comes right side off the high hands. Controlled by Walter Short. Back over to Bartman. Set right side over to Moss. Moss hits it long and out of bounds. Point Grandview. Grandview trails 19-17. So an attack error opening the door for Grandview here. Moss tried to go to the back middle and hit it just long. Serving for the Vikings is Katie Roberts. Roberts serves, sideline taken by Krausman. Bump set over to Horstman. Horstman into the net. Point Grandview. Grandview trails 19-18. Back-to-back attack errors by the defenders. Grandview now a point away from tying it at 19. Serve taken back row by Krausman. Overhand gets it to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Keel with a kill out of the middle. Elizabeth Keel with her second kill. Dort College leads 20-18. Two-point cushion for the defenders. Let's see if that's enough. We've got Horstman and Keel in the front row along with Bartman. Nelson serves into the net. Point Grandview on the service error. Dort College has given the last 3 points to Grandview via errors of some sort, whether it be attack or service. Take it by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman, set to Keel. Keel on the slide to the right for the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her third kill. Dort College leads 21-19. Waltersdorf and Keel in the front row now with Bartman. Serving is Becky Madden. Madden serve controlled by Grandview, attacking. Set comes right side and picked out of the net by Waltersdorf. Controlled by Bartman, pushes it over. Free ball, Grandview. Grandview attacking down the line, unable to put it down was Roggenberg. Bartman has to track after it, passed over the net by Waltersdorf, saved by Grandview. Set goes through the middle, off the block by Johnson, controlled by Dort College. Bartman over to Keel, Keel off high hands, controlled by Grandview. Bump set to Roggenberg, Roggenberg off the block, saved by Nelson on the cover, dumped over by Bartman, Bartman with a kill. Bartman with the kill. So Bartman registers her second kill this evening. And the defender lead is 22-19. Serving again will be Becky Madden for the defenders. So Madden with service. Her team up 22-19. Goes cross-court at Roggenberg. Johnson with a bump back to the middle. Free ball to Dort College. Madden to Bartman. Bartman, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf over the block. Controlled by Grandview, set to Roggenberg. Roggenberg dug by Madden, controlled, gets it over to Nelson. Bump set over to Waltersdorf. Roll shot, controlled by Grandview. Right side attack, Johnson. Johnson with a kill. Kelly Frisch with the kill. Frisch cuts the lead down to 22-20. Madison Mathias with service. And Mathias' serve taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman, comes back to Waltersdorf, tips to the sideline, and the kill for Brooke. Brooke Waltersdorf with her third kill unofficially. Dort College leads 23-20. Dort College 2 points away from taking a 1-0 lead on the road against Grandview. Felicia Scott with service. So Dort College with a 3-point cushion. Scop serve taken by Grandview. And that'll go as an ace serve for Scop. Grandview did not get a clean pass out of it, and the North College defenders lead 24-20. Scott with her first ace serve number four for the defenders tonight. Serving again is Scott, controlled by Grandview. Vikings attacking, set goes to the middle, hitting it wide and out of bounds. On the attack was Bree Weiniger, Point Door College, and the defenders win set one, 25-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College wins set 1, 25-20. We head to set number 2 with the Dort College defenders in front. One set to nothing. Dort College led unofficially by Haley Moss with 4 kills. Elizabeth Keel had 3, as did Brooke Waltersdorf and Heather Showers. Jenna Horstman and Kayla Bartman each with 2 kills apiece. Dort College also helped with 4 ace serves, 2 by Siri Nelson, 1 by Felicia Scopp, and 1 by Megan Krausman. 4 kills unofficially for Kelly Frisch, 3 for Taylor Wells, 2 for Aaron Roggenberg, and 2 for Bree Weiniger. Grandview, by my stat sheet, did not have an ace serve in set number 1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So the Grandview Vikings will be serving. Chrissy Daggett with serve. And Daggett sends it over, controlled by Waltersdorf. Gets it to Bartman. Bartman right side to Showers. Showers unable to put it away. Dort College has started separating. Now we've got a collision between two Dort College players. Moss kept it in play momentarily, and the Dort College defenders unable to keep it alive. They trail 1-0 in set number 2. Dort College that time setting outside to Showers, and Showers salts it away. Showers with her first kill of set number 2, her fourth of the match. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Serving for the defenders is Waltersdorf, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking, and a double contact called on the Vikings. Point Dort College on the ball handling error. So Brooke Waltersdorf has service. Serve taken by Grandview. Vikings attacking. Outside attack. Unable to do anything with it really as well. As Dort College attacks into the middle. Showers. Showers with another kill. Diversifying their attack. Dort College now with Showers at 5 kills for the night. And the defenders lead 3-1. 3-1 the score. Waltersdorf serving. And Waltersdorf will line it up and send it over, controlled by the Vikings. Vikings attack. Set comes outside through the block. Saved by Waltersdorf. Gets it to Bartman. Bartman down to Showers. And Showers with another kill. Keep going there till they stop it. And the Dort College defenders with 6 kills out of Heather Showers. Brooke Waltersdorf has service. Showers serve, Waltersdorf serve, controlled by Grandview. Grandview gets the attack out of the middle by Weiniger, and Dort College's lead is 4-2. Weiniger puts it away out of the middle. Dort College leads 4-2. Serving for the Vikings will be Madison Mikic. So Mikic with service. And Mikic serves to the back line, taken by Krausman. Might have been out. Krausman too close to take. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman with the swing, dug up out of the back row by Grandview. Dort College covers the tip. They get it back over to Moss. Haley Moss with a kill. She's got 5. 5-2, Dort College in front. Set number 2. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Krausman, jump serve to the back row, controlled by the Vikings. Swing by Wells from the right side, unable to put it down. Now tip, power tip to the back line by Horseman, covered by Grandview. Grandview attacking down the line, saved by Walterstorff, gets it back over to Bartman. Slide to Moss. Moss tips it over the net, one-footed. Comes back right side. Moss puts up the block. Now over the top of the block, saved by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back to Horseman. Horseman with a swing. Over to pass. Trying to put it away is Keel. Weiniger scrambles for it. Keeps it alive. And it's up into the rafters. Point Dort College. Keel will get the kill. She's got four. Dort College leads 6-2. 6-2 our score. And the jump serve by Krausman, controlled by Grandview, attacking. They set Weiniger, dug by Walterstorff, back over to Horseman. Horseman with a swing, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking, off high hands, and we've got a player in the net for the Dort College defenders. I think Moss got caught for being in the twine. Dort College trails 6-3 on the blocking error. The point awarded to Grandview. Well, I'll credit the men with the towels today. They've been pretty inconspicuous with getting their jobs done. It has not interrupted the flow of play. Walterstorff gets it over to Bartman. Bartman, right side, Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Bartman covers it. Saved by Krausman. Back over to Horseman. Horseman tips it wide, not a bounds point in Grandview. In case you're wondering what I'm talking about with the men with towels, we've got a little bit of a roof leaking situation here at the Grandview Rec Center where they play their home volleyball matches. They don't play in the gymnasium right next door, but instead play in the rec center. Set right side over to Moss. Moss unable to put it down. Grandview attacking. Blocked at the net. Moss puts the block up on Abby Graves. Here we go again. Graves again from the outside. This time over the top of the block. No one touched it. Point Dort College. Defenders lead 7-4 on the attack error. 7-4 our score. Dort College in front. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson, the senior from Sioux Falls. Short serve controlled by the Vikings. No, Siri Nelson with the ace serve. For Siri, that's number three this evening. 8-4 our score, so an ace serve for Nelson. Siri now with 11 this season. The team leader is Bartman with 14. Grandview attacks out of the middle. Able to dig it up was Krausman. Bartman gets it back over to Horseman, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking, set right side. And putting it away cross court is Taylor Wells. Wells gets it away from the diving Siri Nelson. Dort College leads 8-5. Wells with her fourth kill. 8-5, Dort College in front. Serving for the Vikings is Katie Roberts. Roberts serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman slide right side, Keel off high hand, saved by Grandview. They cover it. Set right side and tooling it off the block is the kill for Kelly Frisch. She's got five. So Frisch with the kill. Makes it 8-6. And serving for the Vikings is Katie Roberts. Roberts with service. Taken by Nelson. Set left side over to Horseman. Horseman with a tip. Controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set. Goes outside and for the kill. I believe that was Taylor Wells. Beg your pardon. That's Abby Graves. Graves with her first kill. And Grandview creeping back to within one at 8-7. 8-7 our score. Serve taken by Nelson. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets outside Horseman. Horseman kill. Horseman with the kill. Horseman with her third kill this evening. And the serve by Madden controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set comes right side over the block and the kill for Callie Frisch. Frisch with six kills. So the two teams exchange points. Substitutions on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Short serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Set right side Keel. Blocked at the net. North College scrambling. Krausman is able to get it for the second contact. Free ball over by Madden. Set right side Johnson. Johnson dug by Krausman. Set by Bartman. Gets it over to Walterstorff. Off high hands. Keel will now throw it back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff tries to backhand it over. Saved by Keel on the pushback. Controlled by Grandview now. Dug by Krausman. Kept it alive. Bartman sends it back to the net. Keel. Well, those were some of the plays that were missing this past weekend. That little extra dive or lunge that can sometimes result in just simply keeping the ball alive and giving yourself a chance. And that time, Keel comes through with the kill. And for Keel, that is her fourth tonight, first of set number two. Madden with the dig in the back row, saved by Bartman. One option, that Showers, blocked at the net. Bartman covers it. Saved by Scott. Now pushed over the net by Showers. Controlled by Grandview. Set goes to the middle. Through the block. Dug by Madden. Here comes Bartman. Set outside Showers. Showers off the block. Controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set goes right side Johnson. Unable to put it down. That was Frisch. Beg your pardon. Back over to Walterstorff. Tip. Saved by Grandview. And we've got a player in the net for Grandview. I'm going to give Walterstorff the kill. And the North College defenders lead 11-8. 11-8, our score. Serving again is Scott. Scott, serve controlled by Grandview. Set goes outside, off high hands, saved by Madden, controlled by Nelson. Set over to Showers. Showers with a kill. Heather Showers with the kill. She's got four in set two, seven for the night. North College leads 12-8. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Grandview Vikings. Back with more after this. Well, when you say you want to be a sports broadcaster, these are the nights they don't tell you about, where you're seated up above a court, you're on a running track, you've got power cords strung across the running track, hoping that no one trips over them along the way. So far, we've dodged the bullets. See if we continue through this evening. North College leading 12-8 in set number two. They won set number one, 25-20. Serving for the defenders, once again, is Felicia Scott. Scott with service. And Scott served to the sideline, taken by Grandview. Vikings attack. Right side attack, putting it away is Frisch. Frisch with her seventh. Frisch had the last kill for Grandview as well. Then North College ran off three kills in a row. Checking into the match is the libero, Krausman. Serving for Grandview is Madison Mathias. Serve taken by Nelson. Awfully close to the net. Pushed over the net by Bartman. Nearly a kill. Grandview covers it. Pass over the net. Krausman, Bartman. Bartman, quick attack. Walterstorff unable to put it down. Walterstorff had the quick attack, but Grandview was there, and Becky Madden lets the pass over the net go out of bounds. Point, North College, and the defenders lead 13-9. 13-9, our score. Madden at the last instant pulled back and let that ball go out of bounds. Serving for North College is Kayla Bartman. So North College with three attackers in the front row. Serve controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Over the top of the block, saved by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a kill. Brooke Walterstorff with her fifth kill. Dort College leads 14-9. Dort College with a 5-point cushion on the 10th rated team in the country. So Kayla Bartman has service. Bartman's serve controlled by Grandview. No. An ace serve for Bartman. She adds to her team high total of 14 this season. She now has 15. Bartman with the ace. And the defenders have grown the lead to 6 here in set number 2. 15-9, our score, North College by 6. Bartman with another serve on the way. Low hard serve taken by Grandview and Frisch. Frisch gets the return set, off high hands, and the kill. Callie Frisch with her 8th kill. North College leads 15-10. Let's see if that 5-point cushion is enough. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You can follow Dort College Athletics on Twitter, at DC Athletics. controlled by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back left side over to Showers. Unable to do anything with it, really. Grandview on the attack, and Grandview with the kill. That's Taylor Wells. Wells with her fifth kill. Wells with her fifth kill. York College leads 15-11. Serving for the Vikings will be Chrissy Daggett. Serve, Waltersdorf. Had that one go through her hands there to cover it with Madden, though, but here comes Grandview on the free attack, basically, and Weiniger unable to put it down. Grandview attacking again, and this time it's Madden. Madden keeping it alive, pushed over the net by Waltersdorf. Grandview attacking again. Set comes outside to clear Ludwig. Ludwig with the swing and the kill from the outside. Ludwig with her first kill. Grandview has taken 3 points off of the six-point cushion and made it 15-12, York College out of system that last time. The attackers for York College are Showers and Moss. Taken by Waltersdorf. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a swing, dug up and over. Krausman gets it back over to Bartman. Now to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf also attacking in the front row. Set comes right side down the line and hitting it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. It wasn't for lack of effort, though, and Taylor Wells put some smoke on that one, but hit it long and out of bounds. York College leads 16-12. If you're Grandview, you're shaking your head and just thinking, unfortunate. There were two blockers there who could have gotten a finger on it. There was a digger there who could have gotten their finger on it, and instead, the ball dropped to the floor. Bree Weiniger prevents York College from putting a run together. They trail 16-13 as Weiniger gets the kill. Madison Mikic with service. Mikic with serve. And Mikic will send it over. Saved by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Right side Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Saved by Bartman. Comes back over to Moss. Moss blocked again. So a block put up by the Vikings. York College leads 16-14, but Grandview has cut what was a 15-9 lead down to 16-14. 16-14, our score. York College in front by two. Bartman comes outside to Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Now an overpass pushed down by Showers. Showers with a kill. Heather Showers with the kill for Heather. That's her eighth this evening, the freshman. Playing in the middle that time, pushes down the overpass. York College leads 17-14. Serving is Krausman. Krausman, top spin serve, taken by Grandview. Grandview attacking, set goes down the line. And a kill that time for Grandview and Taylor Wells. She's got six. Wells with the kill. Grandview trying to stage a comeback here in set number two. Courtney Bliss with service. Bliss is served, taken by Horstman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman's attack to Keel, and Keel just couldn't get quite on top of it. And it ends up just wide, not a bounds. Point Grandview. Grandview trails 17-16 on the attack error. Short serve, controlled by Moss, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman outside to Horstman. Horstman off high hands. York College keeps it alive, passed over the net by Keel, controlled by Grandview. Grandview blocked at the net. Putting the block up that time is Moss. Moss gets the block up on Abby Graves. And the York College defenders lead 18-16. Grandview coaching staff wanted a lift that time. York College with service. Siri Nelson served to the sideline. Taken by Grandview. Vikings attacking. Set goes to the middle. Saved by Showers, controlled by York College. Krausman gets it over to Bartman. Here comes Grandview on the attack. Set right side through the block. Dug by Nelson. Blocked at the net that time by Keel, but there was no touch at the net. Point. It goes out of bounds. Point Grandview. Getting the kill that time was Abby Graves. No, beg your pardon. Taylor Wells. Wells with her seventh kill. And Grandview back to within a point at 18-17. Serving is Katie Roberts. Roberts with service, taken by Nelson. Passed over to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Keel on the slide and the kill. She's got five. Well, these are the kind of sets you've got to win if you're York College and you're trying to come together as a team. trying to figure things out here in the early stages of the season with the conference year coming right up around the bend. And an ace serve for the defenders as Dort College tries to weather the storm put on by Grandview. Becky Madden with the ace serve. That is ace serve number 6 this evening in this match. So Madden with an ace. And the ace, another ace serve for Madden as that catches the tape and rolls over. And the Dort College defenders lead 21-17. Grandview is forced to use a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading set number 2, 21-17. And the defenders still have service. Becky Madden with back-to-back ace serves moments ago. And Madden's low hard serve controlled by the Grandview Vikings. Vikings attack, and no. Falling away from the net that time was Abby Graves, and Graves hits it squarely into the net, Point Dort College. An attack error by the Grandview Vikings, and the defenders lead 22-17, and we've got a change with Madison Mikic checking out, and a new player checking in for Grandview, and she was not on my rotation sheet. Grandview attacking, and this time hitting it long and out of bounds is Abby Graves, and Graves not happy. Checking into the match is Lindsay Betzinger. Betzinger, a 5'6 junior from Pella, Iowa. Served by Dort College and Madden. And Grandview is falling apart at the seams right now. Unable to get an attack out of it. And the Dort College defenders now sitting on set point for set number 2, 24-17. Serving is Madden. Madden serve controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set goes outside and blocked at the net. Bartman and Keel put the block up on Callie Frisch, and the Dort College defenders win set 2, 25-17, scoring the last 7 points of the set to go from up 18-17 to win it 25-17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win set 2, 25-17. And it's on to set number 3. Dort College leading in the match, 2 sets to nothing. Let's see if Dort College can finish off this contest in 3, or if we have to play beyond. Set number 3. The Dort College defenders closing out set number 2 with a lot of momentum. Grandview struggled, committed some attack errors, and had some service aces drop in as well. Back-to-back service aces by Becky Madden took Dort College from 19-17 to up 21-17, and then it was back-to-back attack errors. And by then, it was all but academic that Dort College was going to win set number 2, because it appeared to me that Grandview had no intention of finishing out set number 2 well. They just simply wanted to get on with set number 3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Well, lots of black and gold in the bleachers this evening here at Grandview Volleyball Facility. About a couple of them. Quick head count before the match. Looked like about 175 fans total attendance. I'd say about a third to a half were college supporters. First play, Grandview gets a kill. They lead 1-0. 1-0 our score. Serving is Kitty Roberts for the Vikings. Set number 3. And Roberts sends it over, taken by Madden, controlled by Bartman. Set goes to the middle, Walterstorff, blocked at the net, covered by Moss. Set comes right side, Showers, Showers with the swing. Dug up and over, controlled by Door College. Moss, errant pass, Bartman has to go after it. Showers now with the swing and the kill. Door College ties it up at 1-1. Heather Showers with her 9th kill this evening. And the Door College defenders tied up at 1-1. Attacking Vikings through the block, covered by Walterstorff, and that'll go as a kill. A kill for the Vikings and Abby Graves. Graves with 2 kills. And the Vikings retake the lead at 2-1. 2-1 our score. Vikings have service. This is Kelly Nakandakari. Don't remember calling her name. That's a unique one. When I was filling out the roster sheet, she played significant amounts of time last year in the match played in Sioux Center. And a lift called on the Vikings. Jenna Horseman gets credit for the kill. Ties it up at 2-2. So Grandview looking like they're going through some experimentation here in the early season as well, based on the number of players they are playing. Serving as Krausman serves into the net, point Grandview. Grandview playing 15 players this evening. So they have not settled on a lineup by any stretch of the imagination. Short serve. Krausman lunges for it, keeps it in play. Bartman with a bump set over to Horseman. Horseman off high hands, controlled by Grandview, attacking. Set comes right side and hitting it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point Door College on the attack here by the Vikings. And the Door College defenders tied up at 3-3. Set number 2 featured just one tie. Set number 1 featured 10. And a diving, well, a kill by Callie Fresh in front of a diving Siri Nelson. And the North College defenders trail 4-3. 4-3, our score. Serving is Chrissy Daggett. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Krausman over to Keel. Keel with a swing, controlled by Grandview. Grandview pushes it up and over. Walterstorff back over to Bartman. Bartman to Horseman. Horseman with a swing, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. And an attack and a kill by Grandview's Taylor Wells. Wells with 8. And Grandview has 2 points for breathing room. 5-3 our score. North College leads in the match 2-0. Serving for the Vikings is Chrissy Daggett. Controlled by Krausman. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman unable to put it down. Couldn't get on top of it. And it's 6-3 on the attack error. 6-3 the score. North College up 3. I beg your pardon, down 3. Wishful thinking on my part. Gets it back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff unable to do much with it. Grandview attacking. Walterstorff with the dig. Gets it back over to Horseman. Unable to put it away. Here comes Grandview. Grandview attacking. And this time a kill by Grandview. And Chrissy Daggett. Daggett with the kill. I beg your pardon. That was Claire Ludwig. Beg your pardon. And the Grandview Vikings force Door College to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Door College Volleyball on KDCR. Well, any momentum Door College had has been effectively neutralized here in set number 3. Grandview has taken a 5-point lead. 8-3 our score. Serving for the Vikings is Chrissy Daggett. Daggett serve taken by Krausman. Nearly an overpass dumped over by Bartman. They covered it nicely. Set comes back over to Ludwig. Ludwig with the swing, controlled by Door College. Slide to Keel. Keel with a tip, controlled by Grandview. They scramble, they lunge, and they get to it. Ludwig blocked at the net. Grandview attacking. Set comes right side, and a kill from the right side by Taylor Wells. And Grandview's got it rolling right now. They lead 9-3. 9-3 our score, reminiscent of set number one, where Grandview got out to a 7-4 lead before Door College got rolling. Serve taken by Krausman, and an ace serve for the Vikings. Chrissy Daggett with an ace serve. And the Vikings trail 10-3. 10-3 our score. Controlled by Nelson, pushed over the net though by Bartman. Couldn't get a set out of it. Set goes to the middle, Weiniger. Saved by Walterstorff momentarily, but an overpass, putting it away is Weiniger. Weiniger with 5 points, and Grandview leads now 11-3. 11-3 our score. Grandview in front by 8. Door College exhausts their second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by the Beninglandhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance, Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Serving for the Vikings will be Chrissy Daggett. Daggett's serve taken by Nelson. Comes back to Keel on the set from Bartman. Now Bartman tips it over, controlled by Grandview, pushed over the net. And it catches the curtain that is above the net that they drop down when this doubles as a basketball facility. So North College finally breaks the run of 8 points in a row by the Vikings. Vikings attack, set comes right side, and hitting it long and out of bounds is Taylor Wells. And they're going to give Wells the kill. They say a North College player touched it. Taylor Wells with her 10th kill. Point, Grandview. Grandview with service. So Grandview to line it up and send it over. Short serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back to Keel. Keel with a tip controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Weiniger unable to put it down. Blocked by Keel and Walterstorff. Set goes outside and a kill for Graves. Abby Graves with her third kill. Dort College trails 13-4, and Dort College has used both of their timeouts. Short serve taken by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman with a tip and the kill. Kayla Bartman with her third kill. And the defenders trail 13-5. 13-5 our score. And Grandview attacking out of the middle. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Dort College. Well, now they're going to overrule on the line judge, evidently. And give Grandview the point at 14-5. 14-5 our score. Grandview has service. Serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Showers. Showers into the net. Point Grandview. Grandview leads 15-5 in set number three. And right now, Door College looking like the Grandview team that finished out set number two. Grandview has it rolling their way right now. Waltersdorf to Bartman. Bartman to Waltersdorf. Pops it over the net. Timing just not quite right. Comes back left side into the net. And that's an attack error by Abby Graves. Point Door College defenders trail 15-6. Well, let's see if Door College can make a charge. You've got to string 4 or 5 points together at some point. Serving for the defenders will be Bartman. So Bartman with serve. Catches the tape, rolls over, controlled by Grandview. Krausman has to dig the attack by Taylor Wells, and on the overpass, Grandview puts it away. 16-6, Grandview in front. Taylor Wells, by my count, with 11 kills. Courtney Bliss with service. I beg your pardon, that's Kitty Roberts with service. Set goes outside to Showers. Showers hits it long and out of bounds. Point Grandview. An attack here by the defenders, and the defenders trail 17-6. What a swing in momentum from the end of set two to the start of set three. And can hardly call it the start of set three now. Set goes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a swing, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking, pushed over the net, saved by Madden, controlled. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Waltersdorf with a tip, covered by Grandview. Grandview attacking. And a kill from the left side by Abby Graves, her fourth. Grandview leads 18-6. 18-6, our score. Serve controlled by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Showers. Showers with the swing, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. York College gets to it. And Krausman unable to keep it in play, though. Point Grandview. And the Vikings lead 19-6. Serving for Grandview will be Katie Roberts. Roberts serve controlled by Krausman. Krausman gets it back over to Showers. Showers on the attack. Set goes left side, and an attack by Grandview. Out of the left side, that's Abby Graves, and Grandview making short work of set number three. They lead 20-6. 20-6, our score. Serve is controlled by Krausman. Comes back middle, Moss. Moss unable to put it down. Controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. And Grandview will scramble to it. Passed over the net, free ball. Madden to Bartman. Bartman to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Point Grandview. This one far from over. Dort College looks like they've woken up the 10th-rated Giant. Grandview, after getting kicked around at the end of set number two, leaving no doubt here in set number three. Dort College scrambling. And that'll go as an ace serve for the Grandview Vikings. Dort College got some contacts on it, but were unable to keep it in play. And Katie Roberts gets the ace serve. 22-6, Grandview in front. Katie Roberts with service. 22-6, our score. Serve to the back line is long and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. So a service error by the Vikings. Point defenders. Brooke Waltersdorf with service. And Brooks jump serve controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking out of the middle. Saved by Waltersdorf and goes wide and out of bounds. Point Grandview. Grandview leads 23-7. Grandview with service. Taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Kayla. Kayla. That was Bartman. Grandview now attacking. Set goes left side. And block put up by Moss and Showers. Point defenders. Defenders trail 23-8. 23-8 our score. Krausman serve controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set right side through the block. Controlled by Walterstrom. Pushed over the net by Horseman. Controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack again. Pushed over the net to Krausman. Krausman to Bartman. Bartman outside to Horseman. Horseman wide and out of bounds. Point Grandview. Grandview leads 24-8. 24-8 our score. Serving for the Vikings is Courtney Bliss. And Bliss's serve is into the net. Point defenders. Defenders trail 24-9. Our score. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. And Nelson's serve, floater, controlled by Grandview. Vikings, well, not cleanly controlled. And Siri Nelson with another ace serve, her fourth. And the defenders trail 24-10. 24-10, our score. Nelson serve, controlled by Grandview. Courtney Bliss. Bliss blocked at the net. Bliss got the pass up to Kelly Frisch. And the Dort College defenders get a block to make it 24-11. Grandview still on set point. They scramble to it. Set goes left side through the block. That was Ludwig. Grandview reloads Weiniger. Weiniger unable to put it down. Set comes back over to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. Saved up and over. Here comes Grandview. And a dump shot and a kill for Katie Roberts. Roberts, the setter, dumps it. And the Dort College defenders lose set number three, 25-11. We head to set number four. Dort College leading in the match, 2-1, but Grandview has taken some of the momentum back, and they have won set number three by 25-11 margin. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor, and Pat Hilt. Offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hillrealestate.com. Waltersdorf with a kill to start set number four. Waltersdorf now with six kills this evening, and the service is long and out of bounds by Waltersdorf. Point Grandview, and we're tied at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Grandview with service. Serving for the Vikings will be Katie Roberts. Roberts, bullet serve taken by Dort College on the attack. Showers. Showers with a kill. Showers puts the kill away. And for Heather Showers, that is her 10th kill this evening. Well, things have gotten more difficult for Haley Moss and Elizabeth Keel. Those two had five kills through set number two, and they were shut out in set number three, as was Brooke Waltersdorf. Kelly Frisch registers a kill. She's got nine, and we're tied up 2-2 in set number four. Grandview trying to force set number five. Dort College trying to shut this down in four. Grandview with service. Kelly Nekandakari. Nekandakari with service. And her serve is an ace serve to the sideline. Krausman couldn't get to it. And Nekandakari with her first ace serve. Krausman looked like she had a bead on it. And it looks like it darted on her a little bit. She had to go to the sideline and was unable to make the play. Short serve taken by Dort College. Bartman gets it back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff through the block, controlled by Granby. Vikings attack. Over the top of the block, saved by Krausman. Gets it back over to Bartman. Bartman back to Horstman. Horstman into the net, point Grandview. Grandview leads 4-2 on the attack error. 4-2 our score in this matchup of teams in the top 25. Dort College is rated 23rd in the poll released late today. Grandview is 10th. Serving for the Vikings is Courtney Bliss. Controlled by Krausman. No. Overpass. Moss has to be there for the cover. Now comes back over to Horstman, unable to put it down. Here comes Grandview on the attack. Over the top of the block, hitting it long and out of bounds. On the attack was Claire Ludwig, Point Dort College. And the defenders trail 4-3. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. This match an hour and 20 minutes old. Grandview serving, or one serve receive, I should say. Set comes right side, and a kill for Callie Frisch. Frisch with a kill. Callie Frisch with her 10th kill. And the Vikings lead 5-3. 5-3 our score. Madison Mathias with service. And Mathias' serve taken by Krausman. Helped over by Bartman. Bartman gets a kill. Kayla Bartman with the kill. She's got 4. 5-4 our score. The Dort College defenders trailing by a point. Set number 4. And serving for the defenders is Madden. Grandview missed times on the quick attack. Dort College is there for the cover on the punch over. Walterstorff with the swing controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Ludwig, I beg your pardon, that's Frisch. Frisch with a kill. She's got 11. Frisch with the kill. Makes it a 6-4 lead for Grandview. Vikings with service. This is Chrissy Daggett. Daggett serve. Floater controlled by Nelson. Comes right side over to Keel. Keel with a swing. Controlled by Grandview. Punched over the net by Ludwig. Saved by Madden. Set comes left side. Walterstorff cross court. Controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Over the top of the box. Saved by the defenders. Set comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Grandview. And the Vikings lead it 7-4. 7-4 our score. Grandview continuing with the momentum that they had in set number 3. They've now taken a 7-4 lead here in set number 4. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Grandview leads 7-4 in set number 4. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Siri Nelson over to Kayla Bartman. Bartman to Walterstorff. Walterstorff has to punch it over. Here comes Grandview. Over the top of the block and hitting it long and out of bounds is Taylor Wells. Dort College trails 7-5. Well, it's good to see some familiar faces from the Pella area this evening here at Grandview. Some former athletes' parents in attendance. Short serve controlled by Grandview. Vikings attacking. And hitting it into the net is Claire Ludwig, and Dort College trails 7-6 on the attack error. 7-6, Dort College down a point. Set number 4, leading in the match, 2-1. Serve controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set comes to the middle. Wells. Wells blocked at the net. Grandview reloads. Set to Ludwig. Off high hand. Saved by Madden. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a kill. And Walterstorff with her first kill since she recorded kill number 1 of set number 4. She ties it up with her 7th kill this evening. And the defenders tied it up at 7-7, our first tie since it was 2-2. Serving is Scott. Grandview attacks. Set goes to the middle, and out of the middle is Weiniger. Weiniger with a kill. She's got eight. Grandview leads 8-7. 8-7, our score. Serving for the Vikings is Madison Mikic. Mikic. Her serve is low, controlled by Madden, saved by Bartman. Tips to the back corner, and the kill for Bartman. So Bartman registers another kill. She's got five by my count, two here in set number four. Serving for the defenders will be Bartman. Dort College won sets 1 and 2, 25-20 and 25-17. Grandview blitzed Dort College, 25-11 in set number 3. Out of the middle is Weiniger. Weiniger with a quick attack. She's got 7. And Grandview retakes the lead at 9-8. 9-8, Grandview in front. Courtney Bliss serving. Bliss's serve. Dort College set for reception. Krausman, Walterstorff, and Madden. Walterstorff takes it, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Moss. Moss tries to go sideline out of the middle, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point, Grandview. Grandview with the point. Vikings lead 10-8. Serve, floater, taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Walterstorff, off high hands kill. Dort College working to get Walterstorff more involved, it would seem, here in set number 4. Now she goes to the back row to serve as Walterstorff. That means Moss, Showers, and Horstman are in the front row. Jump serve taken by Grandview. Grandview attacking, pushed over the net, free ball. Walterstorff to Bartman. Bartman to Showers. Showers with a kill. 10-10. 10-10, Showers records the kill. She's got 11 kills this evening. And Walterstorff has service. Jump serve. Overpass. Here's Dort College's chance to retake the lead. Set right side. Moss blocked at the net. She'll push it over to the back corner. Controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set right side. Graves. Graves kill. Grandview retakes the lead at 11-10. Serving for the Vikings will be Katie Roberts. So Roberts with service. Krausman's pass taken by Walterstorff. Horstman to the back corner, controlled by Grandview. Pushed over the net, Bartman. Got it over to Showers. Showers to Horstman, controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Through the block, covered by Bartman. Got it over to Moss. Moss to Horstman. Horstman to the back corner, kill. Horstman with the kill. She's got 5. And the defenders have tied it up at 11-11. Our 6th tie of this set. Short serve controlled by the Vikings. Down the line, and the kill registered by Frisch. Frisch with 12. And the Vikings lead it 12-11. Dort College leads in the match 2-1. Serving for the Vikings is Nakandakari. Nakandakari with a jump serve taken by Krausman. Horstman has to go get it. Pushed over the net by Keel, controlled by Grandview. Attack out of the middle and a kill out of the middle for Megan Miller. Dort College out of system. Miller records the kill. 13-11, Dort College. Down by 2. Nakandakari with service. Nakandakari serve taken by Krausman. Gets it to Bartman. Set outside. Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net. Point Grandview. 14-11. Grandview in front by 3. Serving for the Vikings will be Nakandakari. Dort College needs a point here to break the run. Nakandakari serve taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Moss. Moss has to try and backhand it over. Gets blocked at the net. Point Grandview. Grandview has scored back-to-back points on blocks, and the defenders are forced to use another timeout. 15-11, Grandview in front. Back with more after this. 15-11, Grandview in front by four. Dort College attacking. Bartman goes to heel, and we've got a double contact called on Bartman Point Grandview. And the Vikings lead at 16-11. Serving for the Vikings is Ludwig. Ludwig's floater taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Keel tries a quick attack, tips it over, controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack, and Callie Frisch with a kill. Grandview has now reeled off 6 points in a row to go from tied 11-11 to up 17-11. Nakandakari serve taken by Krausman, passed over to Bartman. Bartman to Moss. Moss unable to put it down. Grandview attacking. Set goes to Ludwig. Ludwig unable to put it away. There to dig it up was Waltersdorf, but then out of the middle with the kill was Megan Myler. Myler with the kill, and the Grandview Vikings taking a pretty strong hold here on set number four. York College needs a comeback and a comeback quickly, and they finally get out of this rotation with Keel getting the kill. For Elizabeth, that's her sixth kill. Serving for the defenders will be Steery Nelson. Let's see if Dort College can put together a 3 or 4 point run. The stage of the game, you need that. Steery Nelson serves wide and out of bounds. So Steery Nelson serves it wide and out of bounds. It'll be Grandview with service. Serving for the Vikings is Madison Mathias. Mathias with service. And her serve taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Controlled by Grandview. Vikings will attack. Pushed over the net. Saved by the defender. Set right side. Keel. Keel with a swing. And the kill. Keel with back-to-back points for the defenders. Well, I should say the last 2 points recorded by Dort College by Keel kills. Not necessarily back-to-back, though. You've sandwiched around a service error. Dort College trails 19-13 in set number four. Serve to the back corner, nearly an ace, and it is an ace as they're unable to handle the second contact cleanly. Madden with the ace serve. Dort College trails 19-14. So a Madden ace serve. She's got three. Grandview attacking. Set right side, Johnson. Frisch, that is. Frisch with her 13th. So Frisch records the kill, makes it 20-14. Serving for the Vikings will be Chrissy Daggett. Daggett with service, and her serve controlled by Siri Nelson. They get it over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a kill. Waltersdorf with 8 kills, and the defenders trail 20-15. Serving for the Vikings, for the defenders, will be Felicia Scott. Scott's serve, a floater, taken by Grandview. Set to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Weiniger. Weiniger with 8 kills. It's 21-15, Grandview in front. It's Grandview. 4 points away from forcing set number five after Dort College had won the first two sets. Grandview with service. This is Madison Mikic. Mikic serve, controlled by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf through the block, covered by Grandview. Vikings attack. That's Wells. Wells to the back corner for the kill. Wells with 13 kills, and the Vikings have the lead. They're up by 7 here in set number 4, and this one turned on a dime in set number 4. In set number 3. Set right side, Wells. Wells off high hands, scrambling forward as Krausman passes over to Bartman. Bartman gives it up to Shower. Shower's unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College on the attack. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the kill. Brooke Waltersdorf for their 9th kill. And the North College Defenders trail by 6, 22-16. North College needs a run of points. And the floater taken by Grandview. Vikings attacks. That goes to Weiniger. Weiniger pancake saved by Bartman. No. So a kill by Weiniger. And Weiniger with 9 kills by my count. And serving for the Vikings. Trying to get to set point. It's 23-16. Grandview in front. 23-16, our score. Serving for the Vikings is Courtney Bliss. Set goes to Moss. Moss with a swing out of the middle, unable to put it away. Here comes Grandview. Wells. Wells dug by Bartman. Bartman unable to get a clean pass. Point Grandview. So Wells with her 14th kill. And the Vikings now on set point, and we've got a back row attack called on the defenders. Point Grandview, and the Grandview Vikings have forced set number 5 with a 25-16 win in set number 4. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College Athletics made possible by the following businesses. They include Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at Hilt Real Estate. com. By American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. Let's take a break and we'll be back with set number 5 right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders. One sets 1 and 2, 25-20 and 25-17. Since set number 2, though, it's been all Grandview. They won set 3, 25-11. And set 4, 25-16. And now we get set 4, set number 5. Tied up at 2 sets apiece. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball made possible in part by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. The Dort College Defenders and Grandview Vikings breaking their respective huddles. Dort College needs to get some momentum early, in my opinion. On the floor for the defenders right now, you've got Krausman, Madden, and Bartman. Waltersdorf, Showers, and Moss. For the Vikings, Ludwig, Daggett, Wells, Bliss, and I can't see the other two players. Bartman serve, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set goes outside and hitting it long and out of bounds is Abby Graves. Point Dort College, and the defenders are up 1-0 on the attack error. 1-0 our score. Serving for the defenders is Bartman. Bartman knuckleball serve taken by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set goes to Wells. Covered by Bartman. Got it over to Moss. Moss down ball. Madden controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set middle. Ludwig. Ludwig kill. 1-1 our score. Serving for the Vikings will be Katie Roberts. Roberts with service. 1-1 our score. Roberts will send it over. Roberts serve, sideline, wide and out of bounds, Point Door College, and the defenders get their first 2 points off of errors by the Grandview Vikings. Vikings didn't make many errors in sets 3 and 4. Serving the defenders is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf jumps, served to the sideline, controlled by Grandview, set to the middle, Miller, unable to put it down. Now tipped to the middle, controlled by Moss, pushes it over, controlled by Grandview. Back with it is Krausman. Krausman to Bartman. Bartman's set to Showers, and Showers hits it into the net. Point Grandview, it's 2-2. Nakandakari with service. Nakandakari with serve. Serving for the Vikings. Low hard serve. Krausman has to go get it. Now the overpass, and Grandview on the overpass puts it away. Fresh now with 14 kills. And Grandview has their first lead of set number 5. Serving for the Vikings will be Nakandakari. Nakandakari, jump serve, catches the tape and rolls over. 4-2 our score. An ace serve for Nakandakari, her second this evening. And the Vikings trail 4-2. The Vikings lead 4-2. And a serve into the net, Point Door College. All three of Door College's points so far have come on service errors. Two of them by service errors, one by attack error. Krausman served to the sideline, is wide and out of bounds. Point Grandview. So both teams having some trouble with errors here in set number 5. Of the 8 points scored, 5 of them have come either via attack error or service error. Moss's serve received, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back to Moss. Moss hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Grandview. Grandview with the point. It's 6-3. And Door College is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Door College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Door College trailing 6-3 in set number 5. Vikings have service, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman quick attack, Keel. Keel tips it over the left hand and gets the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her 8th kill. And the Door College defenders trail 6-4. 6-4 our score. Serving is Siri Nelson. Nelson serve controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack, set right side off high hands. Now pushed to the back corner, saved by Krausman. Got it over to Bartman, set over to Horstman. Horstman with a swing, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking, saved by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Keel with a tip to the back corner, the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her 9th kill. And the North College defenders trail 6-5. Serving is Siri Nelson. Controlled by Grandview, Vikings attack, set right side, blocked at the net. The attack by Kelly Frisch, Point North College, and the defenders have tied it up at 6-6. Timeout on the floor, charge to Grandview. Back with more after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR. Siri Nelson with service. Here comes Grandview, blocked at the net. Keel and Bartman put the block up on Claire Ludwig, Point North College. And the defenders have registered back-to-back points via block, and the defenders lead 7-6 in set number 5. 7-6 our score. Serving is Nelson. Knuckleball serve taken by Bliss. Set goes to the middle, Weiniger. Weiniger over the kill, and we're tied up at 7-7. 7-7 our score. Weiniger with 9 kills. Serving for the Vikings is Chrissy Daggett. Daggett with the serve to the back line, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. So Horstman registers the kill. Horstman with six kills, and they swap sides here at the midpoint. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Becky Madden serves it long and out of bounds. Service error gives Grandview the point. We're tied up now at 8-8. Grandview has used one timeout. Dort College has not used any here in set number five. Serving for the Vikings is Madison Mikic, controlled by the defenders. Bartman has to go up after it, and it's too close to the antenna. Point Grandview. And that'll go as an ace serve for Mikic. Mikic with her first ace serve, fifth of the night for Grandview. And that serve is long and out of bounds. Point Dort College, and the defenders tied up 9-9 on the service error. Serving for the defenders will be Felicia Scott. 9-9 our score. Set number five catches the tape, goes over. Now an overpass, and Walterstorff puts it down. Walterstorff with the kill, and for Brooke, that's her 10th. And the defenders lead 10-9. Serving again will be Felicia Scott. Scott serve controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set goes to Wells. Wells with a kill. 10-10. Taylor Wells with 15 kills. Grandview with service. This is Bliss. Bliss with service. 10-10 our score. And the serve taken by Nelson. Dumped over by Bartman. Bartman with a kill. 11-10, Dort College in front. Kayla Bartman with her sixth kill. Dort College leads 11-10. Let's see if the defenders can get back-to-back points somehow. Bartman serving. And her serve low hard taken by Grandview. Grandview on the attack, controlled by Madden, saved by Bartman, kept it alive. Krausman sends it over the net. Here comes Grandview. Dort College out of position, and set, hitting to the sideline out of bounds is Abby Graves. Point Dort College, and the defenders get back-to-back points. Credit the defenders, and Kayla Bartman that time with a hustle point. Not giving up on that one, and getting it over the net was Krausman, keeping it inside the antenna. And the Dort College defenders have taken a 12-10 lead. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Grandview. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm Chevrolet insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Serving for the defenders will be Bartman. Defenders lead 12-10. So Bartman, the senior from Sioux Center, sends it over to the back line and off of the back line and out of bounds. Point Grandview. ...12-11, Dort College by one. Grandview with service. Katie Roberts to serve it up. Roberts with serve. And her serve to the sideline, taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman, middle, Moss. Blocked at the net, pushed over the net by Dort College. Grandview reloads. Set comes outside, through the block, and the kill. We're tied up. Abby Graves with the kill. 12-12 our score. 12-12, serving is Katie Roberts. Set number five of the best of five match. And Graves served, taken by Bartman, by Krausman, gets it to Bartman, now to Showers. Showers with the kill. Showers with the kill. Heather Showers with her 12th kill unofficially. Serving for the defenders is Waltersdorf. 13-12, Dort College by a point. Waltersdorf jump serve, taken by Grandview. They'll attack. Set comes left side, well off of the net. Saved by Waltersdorf. Got it over to Bartman. Sets it over to Showers. Showers off speed kill. Showers with the off speed shot. She's got 13 kills. And the defenders now on set and match point with Waltersdorf serving. You've got Moss, Showers, and Horstman in the front row. Bartman is the setter. Here comes Grandview attacking. Set goes to the middle, saved by Krausman, pushed up by Waltersdorf, and they're going to call it for a lift. Point, Grandview. Waltersdorf had to just try and help that one over, and it was down around her waist, and got to it somewhat cleanly, but not cleanly enough. Now Grandview serving down one at match point. Serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it to Bartman. Sets outside Horstman. Horstman off high hands. Killed. Dort College wins 15-13. Jenna Horstman, her seventh kill of the evening. And the Dort College defenders salvage the win in set number five in this matchup of top 25 teams. Dort College, number 23 in the poll today. Grandview, number 10. Dort College wins in five. 25-20, 25-17, 11-25, 16-25, and 15-13. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of today's match right after
You're
this.
Investing.
Well, Dort College finds a way. They defeat Grandview tonight in a matchup of teams rated in the poll earlier today. Grandview entered play today 7-2, number 10 in the poll. Dort College stands 6-5 after the win this evening, number 23 in the poll. The Dort College defenders win sets 1-2, 25-20, 25-17. Grandview wins sets 3-4, 25-11, and 25-16. And set number 5 goes to the Dort College defenders 15-13. Preliminary totals. I have Dort College led by Heather Showers with 13 kills. Elizabeth Keel had 9. Brooke Waltersdorf had 10. Jenna Horstman had 7. Kayla Bartman had 6. That's unofficial. For Cranview, Callie Frisch ended up with 13 by my count. Taylor Wells had 15. And Bree Weiniger had 10 kills. Dort College unofficially with 10 ace serves this evening. Grandview, by my count, with 5 ace serves. Caleb Hartman has made her way up into the balcony to visit with me briefly after tonight's match. Kayla, congratulations. Hard-fought win for your team this evening, and good to get one of these after losing two over the weekend in 5.
Yeah, that's for sure. We were pretty hungry after this weekend to finally get a win, so that was good for us.
What things seem to be clicking, especially at the end of set two. You got on a little bit of a roll, won that one 25-17. What do you feel like your team was doing well, or what allowed you to get those wins in sets one and two?
I think our passers were just nailing it. I mean, I didn't have to move at all. It was pretty awesome. But I think that was a big part of it. We were in system, and all our hitters were just ripping balls. So, yeah, it was fun.
Set number three, not so fun.
Yeah, not so fun.
25-11 and then 25-16, they put you on your heels. What do you have to do in between sets four and five to get ready for set number five?
Yeah, I think it came down to just our competitive desire to win. We didn't come 4 hours, go 5 games to get another loss. So we just said we're going to buckle down, we're going to give it all we got, and that's exactly what we did. So
you ended up at the end, you were able to set Showers, Heather Showers got a couple of kills out of the middle. Brooke is serving at that point, so she's not your go-to. What are you looking at as a setter when you have those with those options, and what makes you go to Heather Showers in that situation?
Yeah, Heather had a great game all day, and you could just see it in her eyes and how she said it to me. She wanted the ball, and that's always good to see as a setter. So I had full confidence in all my hitters, but Heather was just feeling it, so she got the ball.
Congratulations on the win. Conference season starts Saturday. This is a much better way to go into conference than on a five-set loss.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're excited to start conference preseason. We had our ups and downs, but we're really excited to get started with our conference play.
Thanks, Kayla. We'll see you on the bus. That's Kayla Bartman talking about tonight's win for the Defenders, and now we'll hand it over to Coach Chad Hansen. And, Coach, my thoughts weren't so good in sets 3 and 4, and your team showed some moxie, some grit in set number 5, and came away with a win. And I would imagine it would have been an unpleasant interview if that hadn't gone that way, but I'm glad for your sake and your team's sake, came away with that win, and that was a good one to get for your team.
Thanks for saying that it was your fault in sets 3 and 4 because your thoughts weren't so good, Mike. I was wondering who to blame.
Broad shoulders, Chad. Just pile on. Everybody else does.
What a weird match. And if there's a match that can be a testimony to simple things like serve and serve receive, I think this match is it. I'm grateful that in 3 of the 5 sets, our serve and serve receive was really strong. And to me, that's a big difference maker. I think the hiccups through the middle, the third set and fourth set, were just a hard deal for us to focus in getting a ball in rhythm, and they were certainly in rhythm.
After set 2, it just seemed like you had everything going your way. They were on their heels, and did you sense a let up on your side, or was it a fact of Grandview picking it up a little bit?
Yeah, I think we did let up, and that's something we're still fragile. It's hard for me to say that. It's hard for me to admit it. But truthfully, we're still fragile. And this is a great, great strength builder for us at this point in the season. I can't tell you how many people this last week told me, you guys are going to finally win 1 in 5? and they care. They're passionate about how we do. We care, obviously, with our competitive success. So it's nice, though we let up, I believe, and though Grandview also came on stronger, but I think we helped them come on stronger in the third and fourth set. It truly is just neat to see the strong character of these student athletes, these tremendous young women, in a team setting. They really surfaced in amazing ways here in the fifth.
I don't remember who it is that said it, because I've talked to so many coaches over the years, but a comment that comes to mind is, how do you develop a winning attitude? You win.
Yeah.
And so you accomplished that this evening.
Yeah. We had to get this win. We played free and then felt a little bit of pressure for whatever reason through the middle, and we did have to get the win. And this win is a great, great win since the polls came out today, and for us to beat the number 10 ranked team in the country right now is a really important point.
Briarcliff on Saturday, we dive headlong into the conference season, and is it time for the conference season? Whether you're ready or not, it's time, but do you feel like your team's ready for that next part of the season?
I do. I think this is a great culmination, this match, and a great starting point for us Saturday. The neat part with this match here in Des Moines is the amount of fans that we had that came out. I mean, it was just a joy to see alums who just graduated and those who live in the area and been connected to Dort for years and years. But this trip being 4 hours from home is, I told the team yesterday, a great preparation for us in conference, because we have 3 trips in conference that are 4 hours away. And for us to travel well on a great bus that Dort College has gotten this year, and be able to compete well, play well, go back with a win is really neat. And the junior varsity had a stellar match too. So it's just a fun evening for Dort Volleyball.
Sounds good, Coach. Let's get on the bus and go home and get ready for Saturday.
Wonderful. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for this evening's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KPCR, as the Dort College Defenders win in 5. Set scores of 25-20, 25-17, 11-25, 16-25, and 15-13. That will do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.